It's time to get strong, fit, and resilient. Welcome to the Fear Being Average podcast with your host, Brandon Rinka, where Brandon shares insights, practices, and education on leveling up how you look, feel, and perform. Say goodbye to complacency and get ready to kick the door into a new standard of living.
All right, so what's going on, everybody? Today, we're going to be talking about the SFR training systems, which is an acronym for Strong, Fit, and Resilient. And it's a training system I created over the last few months. I've been promoting it and advertising about it over Instagram and on my social. And I'm really excited about it because it's, you know, a systematized approach to training. It's something I've kind of felt like I needed to do. I needed to have something for people to follow through an entire year, right? Depending on their goals. I wanted to make it diverse enough where there are a lot of options. There was, you know, a particular approach to that I'd love people to follow. And that's kind of what I did a few months ago, where I created the programming and I ended up, putting it out there as a 12-month purchase. So you would actually buy the entire SFR training system, or you could do month to month, right? Both options I thought were kind of like a good in between, right? Either you go all in and you're committed to 12 months of training and I'm gonna help guide you through it, or you go phase to phase. But what I wanted to do was get people a little bit more excited about a particular training block, not just a month. And if 12 months seemed like too much of a commitment, maybe they wanted to do, 3 months of training, then move on to something else, or, maybe they just didn't want to fully invest in 12 months off the bat without any really understanding or insight on what the programming looks like or what results they could expect. And that's what happens when you first launch a product or a service. It takes time, right? And when I start getting people really good results and I start getting some good testimonials, that's when obviously the business or the service grows. And that's when I can start launching more services and more products that can help people achieve their goals. But off the bat, we kept it nice and simple. We kept it to four basic foundational training blocks, each 3 months long. And every block of training has three different phases to it. So it keeps the individual engaged. It keeps, the excitement behind the training at a pretty big high, because there is something to look forward to 4 weeks after you start a new phase. And then you have 4 weeks to really dive into a particular training phase and create a favorable physiological adaptation, right? And we constantly, use each phase to complement the next. So there is an approach that I love for people to follow, but at the same time, I wanted to give the autonomy out there to individuals that maybe they just wanted to focus on their physique, or maybe they wanted to get really strong, or maybe they wanted to become more well-rounded, more athletic, more performance-based, or maybe they were just starting out and foundations was the best approach for them to kind of get things in balance again, start the process of building muscle, focus on the mind-muscle connection, that kind of stuff. So I wanted to give the option out there of, hey, pick your training phase, the one that speaks to you the most. And what I'm going to do on this episode today is kind of talk to you about the direction I would like people to go, and then I kind of break down each of the training phases. But let's start out, or training blocks, sorry. So let's start out by talking about why I put this thing together. The main reason, and like I said, I wanted to give people customized, result-driven, pain-free approach to strength training. I really wanted to create something that was right there, written out for them. Now, obviously, this is a generalization of a program, right? It's not ever going to be speaking to one person individually because, this is a program for the masses, and this is where it takes a little bit of manipulation. If you're going through it and you see something you can't do, you simply substitute it for something that is more in line with how your body functions. But that's really easy to do. And the neat part is you're part of the SFR, private Facebook group as well. So you always have access to communicate with the members and myself, right? The community is definitely, a very in tune community of knowledgeable individuals that are very passionate about, getting a lot of good results from the SFR training system. So we put it out there in a fashion where people had access to good training. There's a lot out there that isn't good, right? There's a lot of influencer or fitfluencer workouts out there, and there's a lot of exercise routines and, you know, things to do, and HIIT workouts and, you know, 30-day blast workouts, all that kind of stuff, right? It's out there. It's not hard to find. There's classes to join. And for me, I wanted to build something that was very result-focused, right? This is not a program for someone who just wants to kind of have fun in the gym and exercise and move their body. It is solely built on an adaptation. Like, that's why we have the blocks of training. That's why we have the phases, is to create an adaptation month after month. So if this is something that interests you, then you found, you know, a good potential program to purchase, right? Because at the end of the day, I know people want to get out for their mental health and move their body and exercise, and that's a fantastic thing. I wish more people did that. We wouldn't have the obesity epidemic that we have. But at the same time, there's a reason that so many people that start their fitness journey often, or rarely, sorry, stick with it. And that's because it's result-driven too. Like, if people are investing time knowing it's good for their health, it's good for their body, it's good for their mind, all that stuff, it's good for longevity, it's tough to keep people solely motivated on that. Now, do I think that should be the approach? Absolutely. However, we are a growth-oriented species, right? We want to see a return on our investment. If we're spending money and we're putting time and energy into something, we really want to get something out of it more than just the intrinsic. That there is that external factor of, you know, saying you work out and you actually looking like you work out and train, and not being the person who constantly loses the weight and puts it back on or works out and doesn't really see much of a change. Like, that can be a little bit demotivating and demoralizing for an individual. Because it's like they're putting that time in and they take pride in it, and they want the results to speak for the effort they're putting out, right? And for me, that was something that I was really passionate about and really kind of consumed me, was how can I build something for the majority that will get them the results, you know, make them leave the training program feeling like they're getting stronger, feeling like their body composition is improving, feeling like they're getting healthier, that they don't have chronic pain anymore, that they're literally looking, feeling, and performing better across the board. And that was my biggest premise, the biggest reason I wanted to build something that was there, you know, access to every single person. And then they have the tools to listen to my podcast, listen to information on my social, to help them, direct them towards a program that's best suited for them, right? The members that I do have that committed a few months ago to the 12 months, you know, they're following the program the way I wanted it to be followed, right? And that, in my mind, was the best way to go about it, was that you start off with SFR foundations, you build a foundation for your body, right? You build foundational strength, you build a foundation of lean muscle tissue, you build a foundation of moving in a certain way, and slowly progressing the exercise variations. So you're literally, you know, trying to create symmetry within the body. That's why phase one is full body balance. We're balancing the body, we're doing all the right stuff, where it's a great, for me, I could do SFR foundations and get a lot of benefit out of it, right? It creates more mind muscle connection, a lot of core strength, improved stability, that kind of stuff, and then slowly starts incorporating some conditioning work as well, so to kind of create that more, you know, fitter version of ourselves that we're looking for. And then we shift over to the SFR physique, and this is where, off the bat, I really didn't know how I wanted to program it. I had an idea, but then I really was kind of, you know, going back and forth, and SFR physique made the most sense, right? This is a 12-week training block that is based around you putting on a substantial amount of lean muscle tissue, right? We're using techniques and training methods that are built specifically to get you to put on lean muscle. Now, when you put on lean muscle, naturally your body starts burning off body fat. And more so, there's a nice healthy exchange of muscle for fat, because when you put on muscle, your body becomes, you know, less efficient at burning calories, which is great, right? It actually increases metabolism, quickens metabolism, meaning that we actually burn more calories at rest, which is exactly what we want to do. When we do that, the byproduct is we actually, you know, burn some body fat in the process too, especially if you're a novice or someone with maybe 1 or 3 years of lifting experience, and perhaps maybe no years of actual traditional training experience, right? So SFR physique is truly built around the individual who is looking to build muscle, define their body, quote unquote, tone their muscles. And what tone means is that you're building, right? If I build my biceps up, or I actually build my abs, like I actually train my abs to create fuller, denser, more defined looking abs, you can say it's toning, but what we're doing is actually building. So for you females listening to this, you hear me say build muscle, think I'm actually toning my muscle. You know, this is why your muscles can look shapely and cut and defined, is because you're building it. But a lot of people, they want to equate that to toning. You don't tone a muscle, you build a muscle, right? And the leaner you get, the more that muscle actually shows and kind of pops, right? That's when you kind of see the striations of a muscle and the abs pop and that kind of stuff, right? So after SFR physique, we move into SFR performance. The reason being, power and performance, sorry. And the reason being is that if you were to follow it 12 months starting in January, like I traditionally had it, SFR performance is more built towards, you know, really highlighting the endurance, the conditioning, the muscular endurance, you know, fast, high twitch, explosive movement patterns. So it's really good for actually building a sculpted physique too. Like it's really good for that. And I knew people would be kind of, if they were following it from a January standpoint, that SFR performance would come around July. So we're right in the summer months. I didn't want to put some people on a bulk and chase strength necessarily in the summer. I know people, they want to look good. They want to look a little bit more sculpted, a little bit more ripped, a little bit more shredded. So I thought SFR performance would be a phenomenal adjustment to that. And plus, right after SFR physique, which is all in the sagittal plane of up and down and forward and back, we want to kind of move out of that, right? That's 3 months of pretty traditional bodybuilding strength training. It's nice to get into a different phase of training that kind of throws the training on its head, right? SFR performance, we have some multi-dimensional movements. There's some rotational aspects. There's some plyometrics. There's some hill sprint work. Again, each phase complements it. So don't be worried if you're like, I can't do that right now. There's a reason that we build, and maybe that's for you to start off in the foundation or the physique phase, or just use phase one to slowly build your body up. And you can always incorporate phase one conditioning sessions in phase two. Remember, this is just a progression if everything is going really well. And then after SFR performance, where you're really, you know, you're honing in on all aspects of the body, but you're becoming more powerful, more explosive, more dynamic in how you work out, then we move on to SFR strength, which is a phenomenal phase for a lot of people. And this is probably going to get the best results for a lot of people, because very few people, I know my followers, are more the general population. And those individuals don't train with low reps. They don't train for strength, right? They train for quote unquote tone, and they do calorie burning workouts and sweat inducing workouts and classes and that kind of stuff. Rarely do they lift in the 3 rep range, or do they lift with strength speed, or do they lift actually trying to hit some maxes, whether it's a 3 rep or a 5 rep or a 1 rep max in phase 3. So when you throw that sort of stimulus to the body, to someone who's never trained that way, my God, their body is going to respond phenomenally, right? They're going to get way stronger. They're going to build a lot of muscle mass, and they're going to see a phenomenal result because the stimulus is so novel for them, right? But again, SFR strength, if you have the experience, you can do that one tomorrow, right? Like myself, obviously, I could jump on SFR strength and get some crazy, really good results. However, if you've never worked out before, we don't want you going under a bar right off the bat and trying to become as powerful as possible and then loading up the bar that much, because you haven't built the foundation, hence SFR foundations being a recommended ideal block one for most people that don't have a high training experience, that they actually can create stability. They can create proper mobility. They can build a foundation of strength and muscle. That way, they're in a better situation to actually benefit and reap the rewards of such a dynamic, strength-oriented training program. So that's how it's laid out. So yes, SFR foundations very much so based on balance, on symmetry, on stability, and building a foundational base of strength and lean muscle tissue. Then we have SFR Physique, which is about sculpting, defining, really building a lot of lean muscle tissue. It's a physique transformation program, right? It's 12 weeks to literally transform your physique as if you wanted to present your best physique in the most appropriate fashion to the general population, right? So that's you're going to be your best routine to literally focus purely on how your body looks. Then SFR Power and Performance, much more dynamic, much more versatile. Phase 3, for example, is our most versatile training phase in the entire SFR training system because you're training muscular endurance, you're training high-level plyometrics at that point, you're training speed, you're doing some track work, you're actually doing some explosive different kind of CrossFit WODs. It's great. It's a fun phase, right? Phase 3, Power and Performance. Obviously, we build on that the 8 weeks prior. We get our body kind of primed for that. But such a dynamic block of training, right? Really fun. Even phase 2 is really good at building a high level of strength and capability and put on lean muscle, right? All these phases, that's one thing I definitely want to clarify here, is all these phases kind of get the result of the other, right? Like when you do SFR foundations, you're going to build muscle and you're going to get stronger, right? When you do SFR physique and you start building more muscle and putting more muscle on your body, guess what? And you create better mind muscle connection, you're going to become stronger, right? And you're going to build a better foundation of stability and you're probably going to become more powerful because you have more muscle. And when you train power and performance, like we talked about, a phenomenal block of training to transform your physique. And when you do that, you train in a dynamic, powerful fashion as well, you are going to get stronger, right? It's just a different aspect of the strength curve. And you're also going to build a better foundation of how your body performs and moves. And then when you do SFR strength, I told you, especially if you're new to this, like for me right now, if I were to jump into 3 months of SFR strength, I'm going to get a great response, let alone the person that's never really trained that way. Well, guess what? Your power is going to go up because phase 1 is actually built around you moving the bar with speed and control. But you're also going to put on a lot of lean muscle tissue because the stimulus and the stress is much different than you're used to. And that's one of the keys. And that's why I broke the SFR training system into 12 phases, right? 4 blocks of training, foundations, physique, strength, and power performance, but each one of those blocks of training has 3 individual phases attached to it. So typically research shows around 4 to 6 weeks. Every 4 to 6 weeks of doing the same workout would be a good time to switch things up just so you don't kind of hit a training plateau. And from the psychological standpoint for a trainee and a lifter doing a program, that's just enough time to really see some good results and get used to how your body's supposed to move in that particular fashion. But then we'll switch it up right when you start kind of getting a little bit comfortable because that kind of creates a little bit more engagement, a little bit more excitement, and a little bit more eagerness behind the training program, right? We don't want to get bored with our training. We don't want to make the training tedious, but we also have to appreciate that week to week for a few weeks, I have it 4 weeks long per phase, we need to invest time into getting better at particular movements. It wouldn't benefit you if I changed the workouts up every single week and I kept throwing new exercises at you. Like it would confuse you, you wouldn't get better at exercises, and you would have a limited adaptation occur, right? The best way, although not always the most exciting if you're someone who wants a new workout every session or every week, is to keep training the same week to week. Now, I program most of these phases either 3 day per week or 4 day per week with optional conditioning sessions involved in that programming as well. Typically 2 or 3 optional workouts that you can do depending on your schedule and your lifestyle and your goals. I wanted to put it out there because this is a strong fit and resilient. We are trying to highlight those parameters in every single phase that we do. So for me, it was about giving the individual who's doing this program options to obviously keep things exciting, but to get better at movements, right? Did not want to create something where people were excited to do a new workout every week, but the adaptation was limited. It's going back to what I said at the very beginning. This is not an exercise routine. This is you getting better results. So this is going to require more patience. This is going to require you eating to fuel your body per phase of training that you're in. And, you know, being more present with the training in itself, right? Focusing on the journey, focusing on the small wins that you are going to accrue throughout this process, right? That's the biggest thing. That's why I love having the SFR private Facebook community, because it allows me to reinforce these concepts, right? We have bi-weekly calls. If members in the community are, they have the time, they jump on those calls. It allows me to highlight a couple things, allows me to introduce new phases and talk about it. It helps me troubleshoot general potential issues that members might be going through, whether it's lifestyle or technique based or just any questions really, right? So it allows me to give them more insight and help direct them and, more importantly, refocus them, right? Because for a lot of people that don't have that constant communication open with a coach like myself, it's easy to fall victim to the shiny object syndrome, right? Of chasing the shiny new thing. And again, I'm guilty of this when I'm not dialed in. Like, I know how to program. I program an entire SFR training system. I do it with my clients every single month, right? And it's all result driven. And even for me, it really helps. It really benefits me when I purchase programs from other coaches, right? Like, let's keep this in mind. I do that. I do it to learn, but I also do it to keep my training exciting, right? I want to try different programs. I want to try different things. I want to see how that works or this works. And it keeps me on point. It keeps me from, you know, wavering my way away from what I should be doing, because it's very common for the individual to do what they want to do, not what they should do. Very common, right? So let's think about that again. We often have a tendency to do what we want to do, not what we should do. Now, what I mean by that is that we choose exercises that we like. We choose things that are relatively easy. We sit in rep ranges and set ranges and weights that we're used to. Like, we don't go outside our scope of exercises. We don't try new things because we don't want to look dumb or stupid in the gym, or we don't want to have to actually, you know, learn something. Like, we do it because we want to make the process easier. So what I'm telling you is, it's fun to try new things. It's fun to try new exercises. It's fun to try new rep ranges and new styles of training, like training in different planes of motion and focus on a new primary goal every 3 months. That's really cool, right? That's the best thing you can do to see a massive transformation, right? And I think that's why I was really excited about this, because it gives this, you know, avatar of an individual who purchased one of these programs is so many options and something to look forward to. And what I know is going to happen is they're going to get really good results if they just trust the process, that they follow through on the programming, and they stay dedicated to what they signed up for and they stay committed to it. And it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight, but if you just trust it, I built it, and it's gonna work for you, right? So that was kind of the biggest reason I built SFR training systems, how it's structured, how it's lined up. So basically, let's go over a couple avatars just to make things a little bit easier on you. So if you're someone who has some pains, has some weaknesses, imbalances, issues that way, has never really put on a good amount of lean muscle tissue, you feel like, you know, this is your first time following a training program, and maybe you don't have good movement quality or movement mechanics, so maybe you're unstable and you lack mobility, boom, SFR Foundations 100 times over. Do that 3-month training program, okay? New to lifting, SFR Foundations, right? Back into lifting, SFR Foundations. It just sets the tone. Believe me, SFR Foundations Phase 3, you're going to build a lot of muscle. We're throwing around 5x5s in SFR Phase 3. So, you know, that's one of my favorite training phases as a 17-year veteran, right? Let alone someone new. But you at least have 2 months to kind of build up towards that as well, right? Now, let's say you're somebody who has a decent amount of training experience, and you're looking to put on more muscle. Like, obviously, we're going to go towards SFR physique. But here's the thing. Here's the caveat. If you always train in the rep range of 8 to 15 reps, I would highly suggest, as if you're an experienced lifter with some muscle mass and you always train 8 to 15, try SFR strength or power and performance. One of those two. Okay? Then you can always go back to SFR physique with more power and greater strength levels. And when you have more strength and more power, when you go back to a physique oriented training program, you're going to be able to lift more weight. And when you're able to lift more weight for those 8 to 15 rep ranges, guess what happens? More muscle, better results. So that's why I would definitely throw you towards that. If you're somebody who only trains in a particular range of motion, or sorry, a particular plane of motion. So just so the listener knows, there's three different planes of motion. So you have the sagittal plane, which is up and down and forward and back. So forward and back, think of a lunge. Up and down, think of a squat, bench press, deadlift. So again, very basic. It's basically where 90 or 80% of people train is the sagittal plane. Then you have the frontal plane, which is moving side to side. So think about a side lunge or a side squat or a side lateral sled walk, something of that nature. Then you have the transverse plane, which is rotation based. So you're actually kind of rotating through the pelvis and the trunk, doing things that are a little bit more explosive. Honestly, the sagittal plane is really important to train in, because how often are we only moving in one direction? When you're getting out of a car, you're twisting, you're rotating. When you're getting up from a chair, you know, obviously that's sagittal, but you also kind of like will twist and move. You're picking something up off the ground. If you're putting something away in the cupboards, if you're picking up your kid, if you're having to grab your kid well at the last second before they run off onto the road, like if we're playing with them at the park, we're moving in all these different planes of motion. We're not robotic, yet we train in a robotic fashion very often. So that would be a great opportunity to actually go towards a power and performance, because it is so multidimensional. There is so much going on in terms of you actually, you know, training your body in a very unique dynamic fashion and getting opportunities to hit all planes of motion. And then you actually get an introduction to some high level conditioning work. So if you're somebody who has been training for a decent amount of time, and you feel like you don't have any injuries and you feel like you have a pretty decent base, and you want to increase your level of conditioning and kind of really push the standards and capacity, power and performance would be phenomenal. But if you don't have that stability, if you don't have that strength, I would still suggest a program prior to that. But I already have a few avatars in my head. I know a few very motivated ladies that are like very type A but athletic, and power performance would be a sick phase for them. And also SFR strength would be great for them, because again, I really don't know many people that train with, you know, power and speed for particular compound movements with that intention in mind, or train in the 3 to 2 to 1 rep range. So that would be phenomenal as well. But again, I always want to bring it back to, you know, being patient with the process, you know, putting your ego aside. If your body's not quite there, not quite leveled up, you know, go back to a phase that's more built around building the muscle, creating the stability, creating the muscle connection, and then kind of introducing yourself to more dynamic phases down the road. So lots there to digest and chew on. You know, be excited about it. If you're thinking about it, you know, the pricing is pretty spot on, guys. Like, this is it's not very expensive at all. It's about $25 a month if you really break down the math of it. And it gives you a lot of programming. You got the exercises there. You have access to the private Facebook group. You know, lots of opportunity to be successful this year. You just got to decide to do something different. Be excited about the process. Keep listening to the free content that I put out there, whether it's blog posts or articles or podcasts or content on social media, because it allows you to, you know, trust me more, so you know I'm leading you in the right direction. And one thing to take away from this is your success within this SFR training system is my success, right? If people do it and they don't see good results, I'm never going to be able to, you know, have this thing grow. And obviously I want people to get great results, but I want to grow as well, or I want to get more clientele from it, right? I want more people to do it. And that's not necessarily a selfish thing for me. I want to create more impact. I want to create more change. And I think that there's so much bad programming out there, so much bullshit that people are, you know, they're working hard. You know, some people are working hard, but they're not seeing the results they want, whether they have chronic pain or they're hold on to a lot of fat or they have a very slow metabolism or they're overtrained and overstressed. And that's what I wanted to definitely hone in on, because I think there's a way better way to train, a way smarter way to train. And most people, you know, aren't doing that because they don't know how, and they're being directed by people that don't know how to coach and program, or they're following classes that are exercise based, but they're not really training based, right? And at a certain point, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, do I want to just have fun in the gym, or do I actually want to, you know, change the way my body looks, feels, and performs? And if that's the case, eventually you're going to have to kind of dial it back, or dial it forward and make a choice to do something that's really good for your body and not just following the crazy trends out there that kind of leave you in limbo, you know, so to speak, for the majority of people. So, and then there's always times to build that foundation up and get a great result and maybe go back to something that you enjoy as well, right? But if you're training and you're working out, you're going in the right direction, and the better results we can as fitness individuals get people, the more individuals are actually going to come into this space and stay in the space. And my goal is never to get people to lose weight primarily. It's to get people to lose weight, get fitter, and keep the weight off. And I think that's a big distinction, is, you know, not just getting the result, right? That's one thing. But how can we change a human being's physiology so it's way easier to maintain the results, right? And how do we do that? Well, we build the muscle, right? We burn off the body fat. We don't restrict calories like crazy. We eat to fuel performance and fuel strength. We increase and we speed up our metabolism. We nurture proper hormone balance and stress and sleep and recovery. And we train in a way that keeps the body healthy. And this is exactly what the SFR training system does. All those things, it nurtures those principles. When you join and pick your program and you get access to the private Facebook group, you'll see the 10 golden principles of what we preach at the SFR training. And that's a lot of what we talk about, right? Is it doing things the right way and not trying to fast forward the process and look for a quick fix, because quick fixes don't work. They get you somewhere and they leave you stuck, right? They leave you in a high volume, low calorie restriction state with the inevitability of you gaining that weight back and feeling shitty a couple months later. So we don't want that to happen. We want to give you the tools to be successful. And now you have a lot of options. You got 3-4 different programs to choose from, each with 3 different phases attached to it. And basically you got a program for anybody who's looking to train here. So hope you like this podcast. If it helped give you a little bit more understanding of what the SFR training system is all about, fantastic. Be sure to share this with somebody. If someone's on the fence and they're thinking, I don't know what this is all about, first off, when you go to my store, that's right in my bio on my Instagram, like, all this is laid out for you in the product description. You know, before you check out, you'll see all the information of what each phase consists of and what you're gonna get with it. But if you wanted more clarification, well, guess what? You got this podcast to listen to now, and you can always reach out to me via Instagram. So, all right, guys, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Fear Being Average podcast.